AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The nuclear negotiations are still going on with Iran, and the Senate has passed a bill to give lawmakers the right to review any agreement. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
The vote was overwhelming.
The ayes are 98, the nays are 1.
The bill would prevent the president from repealing congressional sanctions against Iran for 30 days while lawmakers pore over the wording of any nuclear agreement that's reached with Iran. This is Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker.
Give us time to actually go through those details, that we see all the classified annexes and everything that go with this.
The only no vote came from Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. The measure now goes to the House, which is expected to consider it next week. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A federal appeals court ruled the bulk collection of phone records by the government is illegal. It wasn't authorized by Congress. The program can still go on, but the court asked Congress to decide where this goes from here. Attorney General Loretta Lynch on Capitol Hill said the Justice Department is looking into this.
But given the time issues involving the expiration of it, we are also and have been working with this body and others to look for ways to reauthorize Section 215 in a way that does preserve its efficacy and protect privacy.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Syrian rebels have started training in Jordan.
They are being trained and equipped to fight ISIL. That is the purpose, and that is the basis upon which they're being vetted and trained.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is among those paying tribute to a New York City police officer, Brian Moore, who was killed in the line of duty. The Secret Service wants to add a second layer of steel spikes to the top of the White House fence, hoping to keep would-be intruders out. The closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow finished up 82 points. This is AP Radio News. At the White House today, President Obama welcomed the Air Force Academy football team, winner of the Commander-in-Chief Trophy.
Well, this is the Falcons' third trip to the White House in the last 5 years. All told, it is a record, 19 times that they have earned this unreasonably large trophy.
The Air Force won the most recent trophy by beating Army and Navy last season on the football field. Time to get seated.
Welcome aboard.
American Airlines flew its first commercial 787 flight.
We're excited to be the first airline to bring the Dreamliner to DFW.
That's the American Hub, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The interiors feature larger windows and mood lighting. The first flight for the Dreamliner today was to Chicago, and Dreamliners will soon be used on international flights as well, going to Tokyo by August. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.